Recorded Books presents Wayward Witch by Zoraida Cordova. Narrated by Almarie Guerra. For immigrants, we get the job done. Part 1. The Death Day. Chapter 1. Claribel was lost in the forest. She stepped between two ceiba trees under the light of the full moon. A door opened, and she walked through it. Claribel and the Kingdom of Hadas, Tales Tall and True, Gloriana Palacios. I'm supposed to be the good one. The bruja who studies dusty tomes and respects her magical lineage. The sister who doesn't trap her family in another dimension or raise an army of heart-chomping zombies. The daughter who doesn't talk back, flosses twice a day, cleans her altar without being told to, takes out the trash, and recites rezos to the gods before going to bed at midnight. If I were the good one, I wouldn't be hiding today of all days. It is, after all, my death day and my birthday combined. And like the average 15-year-old bruja, I'm spending the party in a hallway pantry, sitting on a crate of Goya beans, with my dress pockets full of chocolate candy bars. A low-hanging light bulb casts a white glow over the open storybook on my lap. Have you seen Rose? My mother asks someone from the other side of the door. I don't know who she's talking to, but they make a non-committal sound. Ma shouts my name, and I freeze mid-page turn. After the ceremony.